Now we turn to Philly Audio Diaries, a program that trains young people to tell their stories. Research has found that about half of children in the U.S. have experienced at least one traumatic event before they turn 17. In Philadelphia, 17-year-old Derica Smith recently found out about a safeguard of the mind when it comes to facing trauma.
Derica, is you listening? Hello? Hey, I'm over here. People say these things to me all the time. Like the other day, my sister was telling me something. Derica, I'm not sure what to do. One of my friends is pregnant and she's scared to tell her mom because she said her mom isn't going to take it too well. In my mind, images flash. I saw the girl's mom beating her. Then I drifted away. Derica, my sister said, you never listen to me. And then she walked out. I sat in my room by myself thinking, why do I keep doing this to people? Can this be stopped? Then I heard about dissociation. It's still hard for me to say the word, but it's easy for me to understand. I've been dissociating or spacing out since I was small. It's a reaction to trauma. I don't want to get into detail about what I've been through, but it's a lot. When I dissociate, it feels like a daydream.
It's to comfort us, to protect us.
That's Jessica Massino-Dress. She is an art therapist who studies dissociation. Jessica lives in an apartment in New Jersey. Art supplies are hidden in drawers and corners. She helped me realize that dissociation is normal. A lot of therapists and caseworkers have told me, Derica, you have major depression or PTSD. But Jessica told me something different. She told me everyone dissociates.
It's where our mind goes and is a way to protect us and take care of us, right? Our body is present there. But just like if you're going to get a flu shot, right, you think about something else, right? You may not go and stare intently at, you know, the nurse or the doctor giving you the injection. You may be like, look up or kind of go somewhere else. So it takes us out of our physical body to protect us.
I was relieved. She said highway hypnosis, daydreaming. These are examples of dissociation. Jessica told me that it's actually natural to disassociate in the face of danger. It's normal. So in other words, maybe there's nothing wrong with me. Maybe I'm actually a really normal person who has just been through a lot.
As we uncover this stuff, we want to like respect these processes that, you know, our body did naturally to take care of us. And I don't think there's any like magic way to do this, right? So these guys are really cool because, so you can draw with them.
Jessica took out these oil pastels.
And like,
she told me to draw and not even think about it.
As we uncover this stuff, we want to like respect these processes that, you know, our body did naturally to take care of us. And I don't think there's any like magic way to do this, right?
She asked me to pick out some words. And the word I picked was heavy. I do feel heavy a lot. I feel like I've just got a lot going on. Like I'm holding everything. It feels like a burden. Which is probably why I dissociate sometimes, to get some relief. So then I drew a few different pictures on one sheet of paper. I drew a sunny day, then a really rainy day, and a cloudy day. I explained to her that the sunny day stood for me trying to stay positive. The cloudy day stood for when I'm going through something, but I managed to stick it out through the pain. And I explained that the last drawing I did was the rainy one. That describes how I feel once I get to the point where everything is just way too overwhelming and I'm just ready to give up. She told me my images connected to my life, and that was a good thing.
This is what mindfulness is how can we find connection from ourself to the world around us? Connection of ourself to something greater. Mm-hmm. And actually, what did you say to me earlier? You said you want to, like, you know, everyone keeps telling you to tell your story, mm-hmm. to write a book and tell your story. What did you just do?
I wrote a story, a new story.
The story of Derica Smith. It comes to us from Philly Audio Diaries, a program that teaches young people how to tell stories, how to record their lives. It's WHYY's Morning Edition.